Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's get it going. Keys to the game. Let's start it off with the Texans and the 49ers. Who would like to go first?
I'll go. Go ahead, Ted. The Texans got to do what I asked them to do last week, and they weren't able to do. They got to run it better in the red zone. They were 2 for 7 in the red zone the last 2 weeks combined. A big part of that is the running game is non-existent. They had 7 runs in the red zone last week that netted out 0 yards. So they have to figure out how to run the football in the red zone.
That's a good one.
And they also have to figure out how to stop giving up points right before halftime. The last 4 games, teams have scored points in the 2-minute situation before the half. It's a momentum killer for the Texans. They have to figure out a way either to get points on the board in that 2-minute situation or at least prevent from points going up.
You know, I know every team in the league deals with injuries, but it's getting kind of almost comical what's happened with the Texans this season, the amount of players that have gone down. And I got to tell you, I don't know about you guys, but there's a few guys on this roster. I look at that name and I go, who the hell is that?
On the Texans roster, yeah.
On the Texans. Yeah. That said, the reason I'm mentioning that is because this is a team that has completely zero margin for error, whether we're talking about all the players that are down or whether we're talking about who's playing quarterback. And when you have zero margin for error, I think you have to be perfect in the plus minus category. Yes, Tom Savage played one of his better games last week. He still committed the fatal mistake late in the game that robbed them of a chance to steal that game. 0 turnovers for the Texans, at least 1 takeaway for the Texans, mandatory if they're going to win this game.
I think the key to this game, quite honestly, is to me, it has nothing to do with the box score or X's and O's. This is the first time that a Bill O'Brien coach team has had nothing to play for when it comes to the postseason.
Interesting.
In his entire 3-plus years here. Like every other year, even when they were 2-5, they still had something to play for. And when they were 2-5, they came back and went 9-7. Mm-hmm. This is the first time at 4-8 that they're going into the stadium on a Sunday, and there's no potential end game beyond the regular season. So I just think, to me, it's about the ability to go back to that emotional well that you have to go to 16 times in a season and how they come out in the first quarter and how does this team look. Because San Francisco does have a quarterback now under center that even on a bad team can beat you if you don't bring a sharp game.
Look, just because there's not maybe anything on the line as far as playoff, these guys have pride. They have professional pride. They're professional football players. They're paid to do a job. They're going to go out there. And this team I haven't seen – guys mailing it in. I feel like this team plays as hard as it can every single week. They just unfortunately don't have, the talent out there to maybe win some of these games. But they will play hard. They have professional pride. You'll see that in this game.
I think they will too. This is the first time we're in uncharted territory now in terms of futility during the O'Brien era.
As a coach, it's maybe a tough sell. What are you selling to the guy? Selling him like, look, it's always, always, always smart to put good play on that film, man.
No question. That is true. A lot of these guys, but let's face it, to your point, Rich, a lot of these guys won't be playing for the Texans next year. They'll be looking for a job.
So they're going to play hard because they know the film is going to be other teams going to be watching them.
Let's quickly each give a key to the Sunday night game. It's a game that has major playoff implications in the AFC. The Ravens are holding on to that last wild card spot right now. Meanwhile, the Steelers are in a battle for the #1 overall seed. Rich, we'll start with you. A key to the Ravens and the Steelers, a game you can hear on 610 Sunday night.
Yeah, Flacco normally plays well in Pittsburgh. This is one of the best rivalries in the NFL. I think, though, that the pall that's been cast over the Steelers franchise with the surgery to Ryan Shazier yesterday, stabilizing his spine, the uncertainty about his future, throwing the Juju Smith suspension, I just think the Steelers are not going to be as up for this game as they would have normally been. I like the Ravens.
I think the key for the Ravens, they got to stop Le'Veon Bell. He leads the NFL in all-purpose yards. And to me, it's kind of one of those deals where just make life hell for Le'Veon Bell. If you're going to If you got to stop one guy, I know Antonio Brown, and especially with Jimmy Smith out, that's going to be an issue. They got Brandon Carr. They got rookie Marlon Humphrey. They're going to be filling in for Jimmy Smith. But Le'Veon Bell is the straw that stirs the drink. Limit his big plays. Baltimore can maybe win this game because, like you said, Rich, Flacco has played well there. He's 64%, 241 yards he averages, and he's 4-3 in Heinz Field, man. You got a winning record in Heinz Field.
This is one of my favorite rivalry games. You know they've split the last 22 head-to-head meetings?
Yeah. It's an awesome – it's as close to a college-type rivalry as you're going to find in the NFL. Rich, I'm actually on the opposite side of you on this one. This is one of my favorite ones. It's one of the ones I gave out of my Houston Press Best Bets piece this week. I was surprised the spread opened at 7 and it's come down. It's only like 4.5 last I looked for Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh in this spot in part because of something you said, Ted, which is Jimmy Smith's out for the season now. This is a Ravens secondary that gave up 368 yards through the air to Tom Savage with Andre Ellington at slot receiver and no other wide receivers out there that was the Tennessee game. I'm sorry. But it was a depleted wide receiving core that they played Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. There was no Will Fuller in that game. Am I botching this? The Titans are the ones who gave up 368 yards to Tom Savage.
The Titans are.
The Titans did, but Tom Savage had a good game against the Ravens. He just had a couple turnovers late in the game. At any rate, I like the Steelers in this game against the Ravens, in part because of the Jimmy Smith injury. I think Antonio Brown's going to have a monster game. And I like Big Ben at home. I think he plays pretty well at home. I am looking forward to seeing how hard-hitting this game is on the heels of the Bengals and Steelers game on Monday night last week. That's a short week to come back on that physical a game for the Steelers. All right. I butchered that one.
So you're there fine, we go. Brother.
Yeah, no.
It's all about Star Hope today.
Yeah,
it's not about us.
Yeah, that's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.